The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live and bringing you the most important and updated information that you can possibly use for your health. You know, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to get your health back together, particularly in the days of COVID-19. Many of you are still at home. And our job is to make sure that you have the tools, the capacity, the ability to shift and change and do things that maybe hadn't thought about. You know, you've been sitting there, you've been locked down, many of you are starting to get out, but over the last couple months, you know, you've probably eaten a whole lot more than you should. You've put on weight, you haven't gotten the exercise, even though that was the best of intentions. I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise, I'm here at the house, I'm going to do what I need to get done, but kind of failed to do that, right? Well, guess what we're going to do today? We're going to show you, teach you, and give you an opportunity to how to change that. And we're going to do it from a multidimensional platform. We're going to do it from a nutritional platform, things that you may not have thought about. We're going to do it from a Chinese platform, an acupuncture platform. And we're going to be able to shift and change the way that you approach weight loss and health and so forth. And to do that, I have two experts online with me. And obviously, we're doing this by Zoom today. One of our nutritionists, Mary Jane, and our acupuncturist, Dr. Zhang.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, Dr. Rozelle.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, everyone.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this weight loss thing, and we're going to talk about not only dietary perspectives and things that people are doing that they shouldn't be doing, the inability to, you know, get up and move around and really exercise the way they want to. But more importantly, there's an addiction portion to this. There's one that we get into our cravings. We get into satisfying some of the biochemical and neurological, needs that our body has. And so what we want to get into first is, Dr. Zhang, a very, very simple question. You know, when you deal with, and we know that acupuncture can handle many different types of cravings, whether it's for cigarettes,
addiction,
whether it's any kind of addictions, correct? So
yeah.
Let's talk about this just a little bit. How does acupuncture work with people who are trying to lose weight? And obviously, we're going to combine both. One's you have to have diet, and you have to have other things to help them get through, because so many people fail. The truth of it is that there's about a 92% failure rate of nutritional weight loss programs in the country. But when you combine the two, it turns out to be much better. So how does the acupuncture really work in helping this? Why should anyone consider, I need to have a diet, but now we're telling them that they really need to consider acupuncture in conjunction, in addition to dietary pattern?
Okay, so this question is a very good question. So speak about acupuncture. So if you want to know acupuncture work for a weight loss, you have to know the principle of Chinese medicine. So acupuncture is part of Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine based on the qi level and energy level. Qi means energy, energy means qi. We have to make sure the energy flow better. So acupuncture works for weight loss in different ways. So generally it can go through this different ways. The first one is increasing your metabolism. So the second one is can reduce properly of appetite. So when I say properly means, so we do not want you have, I have some patient ask me, okay, I always ask the question, how about appetite? My patient said, okay, blah, blah, blah. Some patient said, I'm very good. I'm always hungry. Always hungry is not a good thing. So this is the acupuncture for weight loss. We try use special acupuncture, special needles, work on special points, work on your energy channel to reduce the appetite. Okay. The third one is lower your stress level. So stress causes a lot of hormone problem change. And later on, I will tell you more these kind of things. And also can affect your part of your brain. The brain releases hormone to let you eat more, to digest more. And in other words, so weight loss is not caloric problem. It's a hormone balance problem. And also acupuncture works for weight loss. It moves a lot of energy flow, make your organ works better, works as a whole team. So we do not want every organ working separately. We want it together. If your body works together, you metabolize the metabolism, it's getting quicker. And then you can lose weight. You can keep their normal weight.
Let me ask Mary Jane a question. Mary Jane, you know, we have people staying home today, and they, you know, obviously depression is significant, and they're not doing the things that they normally do. They're listening to the stupid talking heads on a day-to-day basis. That's part of the problem. They need to get away, turn off the television, and go do something. But people begin to get into cravings. They get into their comfort foods. What's the mechanism? Why do people do that? It's like, you know, they'll grab the chips instead of doing something that is supportive to them. They'll get into the ice cream and they'll start eating that, and they can't seem to stop that. What is it that happens, you know, that perpetuates that? Why do they do those things when they get under stress patterns, this type of environment that we're under?
Well, I guess a couple of reasons, Dr. Roselle, is one is they may not be consuming the protein, you know, that their body needs. And the other thing is that they may not be eating on a regular basis, you know, nutrient-dense foods that's going to contain the macronutrients as well as the micronutrients that the body needs. So, you know, in a sense, they're starving. And I think another thing too is that they shouldn't have the temptations in the house. You know, they shouldn't be buying the ice cream. They shouldn't be buying the chips. You know, one of the things is that, you know, if it's not there, you know, you're not going to eat it. And I guess I find, you know, personally that if I don't eat my three meals a day, like if I skip lunch for whatever reason, you know, I'm like picking all day long, but I'm picking good things. You know, it's like every half an hour, I'm grabbing some nuts. Or eating a spoonful of nut butter because I have, you know, good things in my house. But I get to the point, like, we're going to eat dinner early. You know, I'm not waiting until 6:30, 7 o'clock because I missed a main meal. So, I mean, that's kind of like, you know, my input as to, you know, what I recommend for people to do.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you reach us here. And when we're not here, and if you'd like to see the presentation in the privacy of your own homes online, we're making that available to you. Roselle Center for Healing has given you the opportunity to not only look at this program, but many others. And all you have to do is go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com, and send us a note and say, hey, listen, I want this presentation. It will send you a link, and you'll be able to watch this amazing presentation this week on weight loss and the things that you can do to make a difference. We're going to talk about several aspects of it. And by the way, you can also call the office at 703-698-7117. And just tell us the same thing. Those of you who don't like to be on, you know, computers and sending information and back and forth. The office is open. We're there. We're seeing patients. We're there to serve you in so many different ways. And we have tons of information online. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, I want to get back into what happens, Dr. Zhang, when you're dealing with a patient who just can't seem to, you know, they're seeing Mary Jane, you know, they're seeing Sue in the office, and, you know, the dietary patterns that we give are very supportive. They're ones that, you know, if people follow them the right way over time, they lose fat, gain muscle, they do a great job. But they get into a place where they just can't break habits. Why, from your perspective, what is it? Why is that? Why can't they break the habit? Why do they have, you know, they look at something that they should be having, but instead of that, they're going to go have a sandwich with a lot of, you know, a huge amount of bread, or they're going to eat a huge bowl of rice, or they're going to, you know, instead of getting the proteins and the vegetables, what is it about that energetically that causes them to want those things, particularly in today's environment, opposed to eating good things?
Yes. So for this question, so we can, I can talk about it from the other, you know, from different perspectives. The first one is stress. So a lot of people have a lot of stress. Stress your adrenal, your insulin, your level, your cortisol level, all these kind of hormone is not balanced. So then, even though you use a very, very regular diet, you know, can lose weight for a while. But however, if you don't get out of stress, you never lose weight in the long term. That's why some people feel so frustrated. So the first few weeks, I'll lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or look wonderful. But later on, because they didn't get any stress out, the stress is always there. So even though they work for a while, but they cannot work long term. So that means why in our office, we always want to treat the cause instead of treat the symptoms. So obesity or overweight is a symptom. We should find the cause, the underlying, what's going on with underneath the obesity or overweight. This is the first one, stress. The second one is, so a lot of people have thyroid problem. Thyroid problem can cause obesity, can cause overweight. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't know, okay, you know, they try to do a lot of things, but however, finally they got to that, well, also I have few patients have this problem and got to see me. They check everything, the diet is perfect. You know, they've been working for a while, but still nobody checked their thyroid. The thyroid is problem because these things. So that also the third one is from Chinese medicine. If after a while still craving something, if you want to eat something differently, if only eat one of sandwiches, one of your bread or sugar, so that means your spleen and the stomach function is dysfunctional. So from this for 5,000 years, they found out if you have craving, that means your spleen and the stomach is not functioning.
So Mary Jane, let me ask you a question based on that. When somebody craves something like that, and you know you start out, you're doing well, but you can't break the craving. You can't get away from that. I gotta have that bowl of ice cream. I gotta have that whatever. What is it that, you know, from a dietary point of view, what are they missing?
Most likely protein.
So let's bring that a little further. Why is the protein pattern so important?
Because it's the building blocks for our cells. You know, it's the amino acids that we need. You know, they can't survive on sugar alone or carbs alone. You know, protein is, you know, one of the three, you know, macronutrients that our body needs.
So people who are protein deficient, you're saying, are going to have greater cravings if they're not getting enough protein. And everybody thinks, well, you know, I had two eggs this morning and I got my protein. That's not the deal. It's not enough. You have to keep it at a very specific, well-balanced level, and they have to be transported. So where's the failure? Is it protein that has to be taken all at one time and that does it? Or, you know, are there other issues that are coming about that they're not metabolizing, they're not getting it the way they need to?
Well, the thing is, you know, they're not just going to eat, you know, eggs for breakfast. You know, they're going to have, you know, protein throughout the day. So because you want to keep the blood sugar balanced, you don't want to have, you know, the spikes and the dips. You want more or less of a wave. And the protein is going to keep things like on, you know, more level than what you would get, you know, with the bounces from sugars.
You know, I think that's the thing that so many people miss is that, you know, the building blocks, the amino acids that you need for repair throughout the entire system come from that. We're coming up to a break. You know, I want to keep that thought, and we're going to come right back after some very important messages. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are here for you, and we've got a great program today. You know, so many of us have been locked up now for a couple months, and you've kind of gotten off the track a little bit, thinking that you would be better than you were. What am I talking about? You know, your weight, right? Well, guess what? We have two experts with me today on the program, Dr. Qinglong Zhang and Mary Jane, part of our nutrition department. And guess what? We are going to give you some clues on how to break the bad habit. We talked a little bit about, you know, you're not getting enough protein. This Wednesday evening, actually, we're doing a virtual presentation. Normally, you'd come into the office, but we're going to do a virtual presentation, and all you have to do to bring that into the privacy of your own home is go to rosellcare.com or 703-698-7117 and let us know that you want it. We'll send you the link. You're good to go. And, you know, let anybody watch it that you'd like to watch it. So, Mary Jane, we were talking about protein and why it's so important to make sure that we have adequate amounts of protein in the body because, one, the repair process is dependent on it. The ability to have energy is dependent on it. Protein also has a lot to do with moods and, you know, so moods going into cravings. You want those other things. You want the sugars and so forth. So let's talk a little bit more about that. What happens, you know, when, and what's, let me ask you this. What's adequate amount of protein? You know, for most people, what do we have to have? Does it depend on size and shape and form, or, you know, does everybody have to punch a magic number?
It depends on sex. Also, it depends on, you know, size of the body. You know, are you a small person? Are you a larger person? And also, you know, it depends on your activity. I would say, you know, just generally, you know, a female, probably the average would be maybe about 80 grams of protein per day. And, you know, a male, you know, maybe, you know, closer to 100. And one of the first things that I do look at if I do have access to a patient's lab would be the total protein level, because that's going to tell me two things. You know, number one, are they eating enough protein? Are they getting that into their diet? As well as, are they able to assimilate the protein that they're getting, that they're putting on their plate and eating? So that could lead me into working on their digestion and optimizing, you know, that area of the body to improve, you know, protein assimilation.
So in other words, if they're getting protein in their body, they could be getting adequate amounts of protein, but if they're not metabolizing it, absorbing, it's like getting nothing. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so what types of things would not allow them to absorb, metabolize, you know, protein in the system? Why would somebody fail to do that where other people, you know, I get enough and I use it and I'm great, I build muscle and we're good to go?
A lot of people these days are on PPIs, you know, the proton pump inhibitors. And, you know, what they do is they reduce the acidity in your stomach. And we need acid in our stomach because an acid environment is going to activate the enzymes that are going to digest proteins. So if you don't have the, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
So if you don't have the acidic environment, you know, those enzymes that are going to work on the proteins, you know, they can't do their job. So that is like a big negative with the PPIs. And then the other thing too is, you know, there are different ways to support, to increasing, you know, the acidity. You know, stress plays a role as well as, you know, age plays a role, that it's something that does, you know, decrease, you know, naturally in the aging process. So we do work on, supporting that and increasing the acidity.
So, depletion or the restriction or the dampening down of hydrochloric acid, which is a natural product of stomach metabolism, is going to cause proteins not to be absorbed. And we do that through taking drugs like protein pump inhibitors. Somebody who has GERD, the doctors put them on Prilosec or something of that nature. That's going to stop it. Or somebody who's under a lot of stress, that can stop it. Or as we get older, we know that the stomach produces less and less hydrochloric acid. So we have to be careful with the types of foods that we're eating and making sure that, you know, we're not overdoing heavier proteins and making sure that we're balancing them properly. We've got about a minute. I want to ask you a quick question. Somebody who is eats a let's say a piece of meat, and it's an organic, free-range, grass-fed piece of beef. They went to the store, they got it. It's a great piece of protein. But they're about, you know, they're in their 70s. And they combine that with a baked potato. Are they going to utilize that protein well, or is it going to sit there and rot in their stomach?
Well, I hope for that meal they also had some vegetables and not just the meat and the potato.
So what we're dealing with is if you get the other piece, and you know what I want to try to get into, we'll maybe touch upon it when we get back into the second part of the program, is that if you get into eating heavy carbohydrates with the protein, particularly when you lack stomach acid, you can't break down that protein adequately. And particularly as you get older, as you said earlier, the amount of hydrochloric acid becomes less. And matter of fact, by the time you're about 70, you produce about 25% of what you did when you were 25 years old. We're coming up to the break of the program. You can get a hold of us here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We have a whole lot of information for you today, so don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages and people who bring you Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. And as we bring you in the modern age of COVID-19, our program is straight up and live and timely. What are we talking about today? We're talking about, you know, those extra pounds that you put around the midsection and maybe on the bottom part that you're sitting on. Yep, you know, you promised yourself you're going to get a little bit more exercise, you're going to get up every day, you're going to do the things that you should be doing, and you haven't done it, have you? Well, that comes with a consequence, and the consequence is you've gotten a little heavier than you wanted to get, and but now the sun's out, and you should be outside, and you should be doing things, but it comes down to dietary patterns. It comes down to you've been shoveling stuff in between those lovely lips of yours, and it shouldn't be there. You know, the ice cream, the popcorn, the chips, the potatoes, the rices, all the comfort foods. And, you know, I have two experts on with me today, Mary Jane and Dr. Zhang. And welcome again. Welcome back. And
yes.
We're doing a program on weight loss. This Wednesday evening, our normal in-house program is going to be brought to you via online presentation. All you have to do is get a hold of the office at rozellcare.com and or 703-698-7117 and tell our staff that you'd like to have that presentation, that link, and you can watch these two amazing people give you the intimacies of that information. We're going to get into it just a little bit more on this, and you can call us right now, right here on the program. We'll take your phone calls at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Dr. Zhang, before we broke, I was talking to Mary Jane about, you know, proteins and cravings and so forth and so on. From an acupuncture point of view, how does that craving, manifest itself? Is there a shift in the body energetically? Is there something that shows up differently? How do you look at that?
So Chinese medicine and acupuncture, the diagnosis too is the observing. So Chinese is very good observing the people. So we use the tongue diagnosis, we use the pulse diagnosis, we check your pulse. When I check your pulse, it's not only check your rate or check your, you know, check your rhythm. So we check a different, or actually different part of pulse stand for different organ. So for craving, your stomach, your spleen, energy get blocked. There's a blockage. It never gonna open. So we talk a lot about the, you know, how, what's going on with the body and the craving from, you know, Western medicine standpoint or from a chiropractic standpoint. But however, from acupuncture there, if you do everything you take some supplement for hydrochloric acid, you do enzyme, you do pancreas enzyme, but however, you cannot live forever. You cannot depend on the supplements forever, but that means you still have to increase your spleen and stomach function. Craving is because your spleen function get a problem and stomach get a problem. So I hope patient come here, you know, craving and addiction is the same, is similar thing. So I have patient is you know, addiction to the drug, and then after addiction to the drug, then treat the patient So after a few weeks, the patient came back to see me and said, okay, I feel my taste is changing. When I try to use some drug, my taste is changing. So that means the body, the energetic is already changing already. The spleen function get much better, appetite get proper, and all these things are balanced. So everything needs a balance, the left side, the inside, and all the organs function.
So what you're saying is that the cravings that people get, the need to have certain types of food, are not only emotional, but they also that emotional craving is also a biochemical craving, that they have to have something, and that's due to imbalances, deficiencies energetically within the body. Is that correct?
That's correct, especially for spleen and stomach function. From Chinese medicine, kidney is the foundation of genetic foundation.
Now, before you go on, Dr. Zhang, I want to explain to our audience, because you're talking about spleen, yeah. You're talking about stomach, you're talking about kidney, and everybody that's listening to you is thinking about the organ system. But what you're talking about, and what I want everybody to understand, is that the energy pathways in traditional Chinese medicine, they're named after the organ systems that they control or the organ systems that they flow through. So they have an influence on those organs. So when Dr. Zhang is talking about spleen or he's talking about stomach, he's talking about not only the physical organ, he's talking about the energy that serves them. Is that correct, Dr. Zhang?
Yeah, that's very correct. That's very right. So yes. Yeah. But also same thing for just now we talked about things. However, same thing, how we can improve the function, how we can improve the stomach and spleen function and make your body more balanced. We cannot rely on anything but how you rely on yourself. That's why acupuncture can put a small needle, very tiny needle on specific points on the pathway to move the energy flow. So just like the traffic, if you don't move the traffic, go, keep going, you're stuck there forever. So you have to use somebody else to go they one by one, go the other one to stimulate, okay, to block another way, open another way, then to open the energy channel and make your body more balanced. And also from the other part, I want to, I'm also chiropractic too. So from another part is, a lot of people take a very good food and then they very balanced food, but they know food allergy, but they forgot the food sensitivity. So a lot of people take a very good organic food, but however, but some food is not very allergic to the people, but it is sensitive to people. So that means, go ahead.
No, so what you're taking now is that you're making a statement that people who have specific sensitivities, allergies to certain types of foods, obviously are going to crave them even more. So Mary Jane, yes. let me ask you that question simply because that's definitely within your wheelhouse. When you have a patient that can't get the weight off or they start craving things, the more they eat of certain things that they're allergic to, the more things that they're sensitive to, the more they're going to crave those foods. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And also too, some of the foods that they may be consuming on a regular basis that they shouldn't. It's like the perfect storm because it has the perfect combination of the fat and the sugar and the salt that it's an addiction and they just want more and more and more of it. And the manufacturers, they've done a great job of formulating those products to increase the cravings.
Oh, great. So now we're not only fighting our, our emotional food addictions, but now we got a biochemical addictions that's being perpetuated by the people who make the foods.
Right.
That's like crazy. Okay. So maybe that's why that on the hip parade and the wellness quotient and, industrialized world, the United States ranks at number 35. Mary Jane, get into that just a little bit more. You go out and what is it that they're putting into these foods that they know that will cause the person to want more of them and eat more of them and basically become addicted to them, just like, doing an overdose of some chemistry or doing marijuana or doing, cocaine or heroin or whatever. I mean, basically you're saying that's the same mechanism.
Correct. I mean, they're going to, increase the, it's like an opioid for them, because they feel good, when they eat it. And I guess, you know, one of the things that I've been doing lately with my clients, you know, I have a lot of, you know, pet peeves, you know, things that really I'm passionate about. And one of my newest passions is just getting rid of the forever chemicals, you know, in our diet. And forever chemicals are in processed food. You know, they're in fast food. They're in anything that's in a box, you know, anything that you buy. And that's a huge obstacle for weight loss. And that pattern needs to stop. People need to start cooking more at home or being more selective in the food that they buy for consumption.
Hey, my friends, I want you to pay attention to this because, you know, if you find yourself being a little overfat or you can't get rid of some of the stuff that even if you're thinking that you're eating well, a lot of your foods have been manipulated, they've been adulterated, they've been preserved in certain ways, they've had sugars added to them. And so subsequently, the manufacturers, and I'm saying that, the manufacturers out there know that. And subsequently, they've orchestrated, chemically manipulated the foods to make that take place. Dr. Zhang, you know, this is a really important consideration. So if somebody comes in and you tell them, you know, go ahead and eat certain things, but they have to be very careful. And when you were talking before that there's an upset, if you will, in the energy of the stomach, the spleen in Chinese medicine also controls blood sugar handling. It has to do with the pancreas.
Correct.
So we see patients who are diabetic and, you know, they'll come in and say, well, they're spleen deficient or whatever. And what we're saying is that they, you know, they're having a problem with blood sugar transport and so forth. But when you see this addiction, how can you tell? And here's the question. How can you tell it's the quality of the food that's a problem or it's simply something else that's happened? And what are those other things?
So no, you know, sometimes it's not that easy to tell, because, you know, it's so many different things. A can cause B, B can cause A too. So just like we don't know which one comes first. So some people maybe because they have very weak stomach or very weak spleen. And then even though they eat a normal food, they cannot digest. This function is so low. And also sometimes it's because the patient has, you know, stomach function, spleen function is fine, but however, the food, some food can damage your GI function, damage your spleen and the stomach function, and cause a hormone problem, cause the, you know, the insulin resistance, cause the adrenal, the cortisol, too much cortisol, cause the retain of water, and all these different factors can cause the weight problem. So I would definitely would do the full evaluation to say that from the history, from the diet, from the patients, you know, the family history can cause a problem too, genetic, you know, all these kind of bunch different factors can take consideration.
Mary Jane, when somebody comes in to see you for weight loss, and, you know, obviously we're talking about a perfect fix here. We're talking about fixing the energetic platforms and decreasing the cravings, you know, through acupuncture. And we know that's even used in the hospitals and treatment centers throughout this country. But we have to deal with the biochemical piece as well. So somebody's in front of you and you know that they're going after those foods that are shifting imbalances and so forth. How do you take them from where they're at and take them to a place of where they need to be, eliminating those foods? Because, you know, you can give them all the great direction in the world, but once they leave your office, now they're on their own.
I think it depends on the person, how motivated the person is and how empowered the person is. There are some people, I mean, they're ready, you know, on day one to just flip it 180 degrees or, you know, 360 degrees and just, you know, do it with full force. Other people, it's like, no way. Are they ready for anything that drastic? So we would just basically do baby steps. It's like, okay, let's work on maybe removing one item and replacing it with something else. And, you know, let's use as an example soda. You know, if it's either, you know, caffeinated, uncaffeinated, if it's diet or just regular pop, you know, let's just remove that and let's think about replacing it with something else.
Okay, so I have a question for you because we only have a couple of minutes and I want to touch this on you. We had talked about it initially.
Yeah.
You and Sue both do a program with our patients on weight loss. You know, these people just can't seem to get weight off no matter what. You can make a perfect presentation. They just can't move away from that first pound. And you do something called the HCG or the SHAPE program. You got about a minute and a half. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, basically, you know, SHAPE is very restrictive because you're really removing a lot of food from what that person may be normally eating. So they need to, you know that and be committed to make that change. And the thing about the SHAPE is you are training. It's a homeopathic formula, which basically it attacks the fat within the body. And it uses the fat as an energy source. So you would take the SHAPE drops like 15 minutes before you would eat a meal. And, you know, you can either do it, you know, for like 3 months and then take a rest and then go back. I mean, excuse me, for about 3 weeks and then take a rest and return. Or you can do fast track, which is, you know, very restrictive. And you can just do that until you reach your weight goal.
Okay, we're coming up to a break, and what I want to add to that before we have to take that break is the SHAPE homeopathic that is used has to be used in direction and in concert with a professional that knows what they're doing. It's a very specific program. It stimulates HCG to help burn fat, and then the fat is used, as Mary Jane said, as an energy platform. So what we want you to understand is that there's many ways of getting this done, but it's a biochemical modification, it's a lifestyle modification, and there's a way of making sure that, you know, you're doing this the right way. And we've got two great people online, and when we come back, I'm going to have them both tell you what you can expect and the things that you can apply. This is a really important program for so many of us today. So we're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We are live to you via modern technology and Zoom. Isn't that fun? You know, we never thought we'd be doing this back in the day, right? We thought we'd always be in studio bringing you the best and the most intimate information. Well, guess what? We're still bringing you the best and the most intimate information, but we're doing it from, you know, the house. And who would have thought? A guy like me being able to do technology? Wow, that's a leg up on the post. My guest today, Dr. Zhang and Mary Jane, we're talking about weight loss and weight loss from a different perspective. You know, we always think, well, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. Well, once you lost the 5 pounds, then what? Weight loss is a lifestyle, and that lifestyle sometimes gets sabotaged simply because of the fact that your energy begins to break down. And from a Chinese medicine point of view, you know, we have multiple systems that balance the body. From a Western point of view, we have to make sure that we have the fuel and we have the chemistries and we have the proteins that are necessary, you know, to keep the system in an ongoing supportive way. My friends, Dr. Zhang, Mary Jane, what I want you to do is I want you to both take about a minute and a half. This is a short segment. Start with Mary Jane. Mary Jane, in the PowerPoint presentation, the home presentation that they can get from us for this Wednesday evening's in-house continuing education program, what is it that you're going to focus on? What can they learn from downloading this and having this information available to them?
I think one of the places that I want to start about with is variables for weight loss. And there is practically 24 different obstacles. So we need to, you know, go through that list and find out, you know, which ones may apply to the patient that is with me at the moment. And then from that, you know, I'll be able to devise, you know, what would be the best menu protocol for them. And, you know, we would do the selection and they would get, you know, the recommendations. And then, you know, I go through more or less the typical, and I'm using quotations with my fingers, you know, the different diet protocols. And there are some that are very similar. There's some that are very, you know, different. And, you know, the patient may be using just one or a combination of some of them, you know, put together. But it's like I'm working with, like, the individual. What does that person need? So it's not like, you know, what this person uses. You know, she's not going to share it with her sister, or she's not going to give it to her brother-in-law, because what I'm giving this person is specifically for them.
So weight loss is an individual presentation. It's a lifestyle. It's their biochemistry. It's not somebody else's. And there's no cookie cutter application. It has to be for them.
Exactly. Correct. Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Zhang,
yes.
What's your part of the program going to be beneficial for our listeners?
Okay, so from acupuncture standpoint, I would tell the patient how does acupuncture work for weight loss, and also from how to introduce the different kinds of acupuncture work for weight loss, the ear acupuncture, the cupping, the needle, all different kinds of tools. Increase the stomach function, spleen function, and lose weight. And also, how does acupuncture affect hormone to lose weight? And also, and last but not least, I'll tell the patient, bring home tapes. Now you can improve your stomach spleen function at home by pressing some specific points or do some specific movement. Yes.
Yeah, this is a super, super timely program. We're sitting here, and so many people have put on their COVID-19 pounds of weight. I'm gonna use that as a segue.
Right. For the weight.
Right. And, you know, it's like, you know, this problem, these last 2 months have really brought to bear so many different types of emotions. They've decreased our energy fields. They've allowed us to become something that, you know, we need to make modifications on. And this is a program that's going to help you in so many different ways. And all you have to do to tune in, if you will, and have the program sent to you so you can watch it online in the privacy of your own home, is simply go to RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117. And by the way, if you ever want to talk to one of our amazing physicians and practitioners in our practice, that's all you have to do as well. Somebody will always get back to you. And, you know, we try to continue to do these programs for you on an ongoing basis every week, simply because of the fact that you deserve it. And we love you very, very much. So tune in, stay tuned. I'll see you next week with more stuff. Don't go away. See you then. Bye.